Marchers protested the idea of colonialism and theft of land today from Tweed Hens in northern New South Wales to the streets of Coolangatta on the Gold Coast. After settling in a lookout on the Kirri Hills, the marchers heard passionate speeches about the struggles of Indigenous Australians. Indigenous elders from all around Australia came to share their concerns about the future of their people. Mitchell Barnes investigates.
They were frightened that it would be the same as the 82 games. Okay. But it's not.
That was Aboriginal Elder Auntie Pat Levy. These protests, which will continue for the next 10 days over the length of the Commonwealth Games, aim to bring awareness to the plight of the Aboriginal people. These protests aim to ensure peace between protesters, police and the public. The demonstrators just want their voices to be heard amidst the publicity surrounding the Games after so many years without a voice. Roger Corowa, speaking from the protest in Kirri Hills, says he feels disenfranchised with the way the government has treated his people.
Hopefully that Prince Charles will come to the spit and need us, and his wife, his good wife, can come to the spit where the Aboriginal tenancy has got a camp, and there we will do a smoking ceremony for all concerned, and we'll heal the world.
While Auntie Pat Levy says the high rates of children being removed from their families and the high rate of Indigenous youth suicide are issues of concern.
It's about time the federal and the state government does something about it. But they're not listening. Their mungers are closed. They can't see. They're blind. They don't speak because they're dumb. I believe that if they maybe had been smoked as a baby like we were, talk about suicide. I often wonder, we hear about our suicides, but what about the wider community?
Roger Corowa says that he is sad that his ancestral lands are being destroyed.
Without purity, without understanding, it cannot be healing and cannot be purity. All there is, as you well know, is destruction. Destruction is not purity. Destruction.
Auntie Pat Levy says she is watching all the places she heard stories about as a child disappearing.
The Northern Territory sent me a message, and that was about uranium mines. They're so scared about fracking. They're worried about their rivers. They're worried about their land, but no one is listening. My other sisters are worried. They're also concerned about our great Artesian Basin. When they gave permission for Adani mine to bore into our basin, they don't understand the cultural significance to this basin, to us. Rivers that were blown out of that basin are gone. Creeks are gone.
Auntie Pat Levy there, ending that report from 4EB in Brisbane, reporting from the Commonwealth Games in Queensland, reporter Mitchell Barnes.